Good morning. This is Mark Gold with Top Third Ag Marketing, bringing you the pre-opening Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Friday, December the 1st. In the news this morning, overnight EBOT prices for December corn up a penny and a quarter at 538, December wheat up 11 and a half cents at 737, and November beans down 3.5 cents at 1252 and a half. Once again, there were no export sales announced this morning. The trade is certainly, continuing to digest yesterday's report, which was friendly on wheat, bearish on the beans, a little bit negative on the corn, but the corn did manage to come back most of the way yesterday, and we're a little bit higher here this morning. We'll see if the funds want to hit the exit doors when they look at these numbers a little bit more closely. The dollar's down 20 ticks, but still strong at 94 cents. Crude oil is steady, down 3 cents right now. So a little bit of a mixed bag out here. The metals have rebounded. Silver is up 42 cents. So it's been a nice two-day rally off the lows in the silver market. But, looking at the report, 84 million more beans out here, mainly due to the increase in the 2020 crop. Very bearish number. Corn stocks up 69 million. I mean, it's just there's more grain out here than we thought. Now, if you're in the camp that you think lower yields are coming on the October report in the corn market, you probably want to look at buying something down here. On the beans, the funds are still long 30,000 contracts of beans and about 60,000 oil. They're short about 30,000 meal now, meal making the lowest close it's had in ages out here. I think going back to November of last year or even lower than that, I can't remember. But at any rate, meal is getting down to some very cheap levels down here as the funds continue to pound it. I think there's a lot of risk in this bean market. I'm in the camp that says we're going to see higher yields. I think the carryouts are going to approach 300 million, and that's plenty of beans, and certainly wouldn't justify a 1250 price out here. The Chinese exports are way down, so I just don't see anything particularly friendly here for the time being. If we don't get these beans exported and the sales on the books in the next month or 6 weeks, it's going to be a major issue for this bean market. They keep talking about how badly China needs soybeans and the world needs oil. But with a 300 million carryout here and news yesterday that the Brazilians are going to increase production in the cereals, it's going to be up significantly. Bean production should be up about 5%. If they have decent weather, and right now they're off to a pretty good start. Our weather here looks great. We're going to get some rains over the weekend, but it'll slow harvest a little bit, but really nothing terrible out here. And it's going to help the wheat crop, bring some moisture to some of the drier areas, so that's all good. I just don't see a compelling bull argument here in face of these carryout numbers. And then if we get a supply and demand report that's bearish as well, I think the funds are in serious trouble out here. That's about it. If you have any questions, give me a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-EDGE.